Hi, I'm Mary Kane from onlybyprayer.com, and this is I Hear, short devotions to bring the sacred into your everyday. Today we're talking about using our gifts. I'm going to read to you from James 5:3 after I pray. Dearest Father, I pray you would open our hearts this day to your word. I pray, dear Father, for that person who is listening right now who needs to hear these words of encouragement from your word, Lord Jesus. I thank you that your word always goes forth and accomplishes what you set it to do, Lord. So I pray for that now. I thank you for your good gifts. In Jesus' holy name, open our ears to your truth. Amen. So in James 5:3, I read, "Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days." James 5:3. Well, years ago, my son made an earring rack for me, and it hangs in my bedroom. And on my earring rack, among many other earrings, hangs one lonely silver hoop. It lost its partner several years ago during a Christmas play practice. It fell out of my ear, rolled across the floor, and was crushed beyond recognition underneath the size 12 tennis shoes of a sixth grade boy. Since they were sterling silver, I couldn't bring myself to throw away the remaining earring. So I hung the lone hoop back on the rack and forgot about it until the other day. I was searching my rack for a fresh pair of earrings. Well, it was springtime then, and the snow had finally melted in Michigan, when I spotted a dull black earring hanging by itself in a dark corner of the rack. "What is this?" I thought to myself as I picked up the dingy earring. As I turned the earring over in my hand, I recognized my long-ago favorite hoop earring, now corroded from neglect and disuse. All of my other silver earrings gleamed on the rack. What kept them shiny? Not polish, but daily use. Slowly my mind made a connection to a Bible verse from the book of James. If we do not use our gifts and our resources, but we let them sit idle on the shelf, they will corrode. They'll turn black and dingy from disuse and will eventually disintegrate. Ultimately, no one will benefit from our gifts. They will be a complete loss. Now, God gives us gifts to bless others, and then we in turn will reap blessings back from them. So let's dust off our gifts and use them today. So here's a few questions that we can ask ourselves today. Are your gifts corroded and will be a witness against you, and God will have to ask you, why didn't you use them? Or are they shiny from daily use? And if you're wondering what you can do with your gifts, think about, what do you love to do? How can we use that as a gift to serve others? If you love to cook, how can you serve others with that? If you love to sing, what can you do to serve others with your beautiful voice? Another action point, find your ways to use a gift today to bless somebody, and do it this day. Find a way to use it. And then finally, you can pray and ask God to show you how to use your gifts for His kingdom, to bring Him glory, to bring other people to Christ Jesus, and to encourage others. So let me pray for you, please. Dearest Father, thank you for this reminder that you have gifted us so we can re-gift, we can turn and bless others. So help my brothers and sisters this day, Lord Jesus, to consider what they have to give. All of us are called, all of us are chosen, all of us are needed and gifted. So Father, I just pray this would be the encouragement someone needs to get out this day and find a way to serve and encourage someone else. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. What a great way to bring healing to our own hearts is by serving someone else. I pray in your holy name. Amen. Thank you for joining me today.